from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. Appropriately enough, I'd like to begin the program with an overture. In 1902, in the still golden, though now fading, capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Franz Lehár premiered his operetta Wiener Frauen, Viennese Women. He was 32 years old at the time and had taken his first tentative steps upwards on the ladder to fame and fortune. 3 years later, The Merry Widow was produced, and now there could be no doubt about it. Franz Lehár had made it. But his Wiener Frauen operetta was definitely not one of the future operetta king's successors. Even today, it's seldom to be found in theatre repertoire. But way back in 1902, the overture, which contained a rousing march, did catch the fickle fancy of that elegant Viennese audience, and has continued to do so worldwide ever since. And here it is. Thank you. Overture to the operetta Wiener Frauen by Franz Leha. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Václav Neumann. In the overture itself, you have a piano solo. This indicates that musicians played a prominent role in the plot. In fact, the principal character, Nechtliedl, is a music teacher. Later on in the story, the stirring march of the overture is repeated in a scene dominated by Nechtliedl, the music teacher. So it became known as the Nechtliedl March. The day after the premiere, all Vienna seemed to be either humming or whistling it, and even the emperor himself expressed royal pleasure after hearing one of his regimental bands playing it. But, as I said, the operetta was not a success. Leha sold the complete score to a publisher in Vienna for 2,000 crowns, quite a lot of money in those days. But the publisher was able to make a profit of more than 50,000 crowns alone with the Nechtliedl March. Leha, who as well as being a fine composer, was also a very astute businessman, regretted the sale of Wiener Frauen right up to the end of his days. Albert Lortzing, on the other hand, was definitely not a businessman. The Berlin-born singer and composer was dogged by ill fortune throughout his life, and although his music was greatly acclaimed, his final years were spent in abject poverty. His most successful opera was Tsar and Carpenter, based on an episode in the life of a Russian Tsar, Peter the Great. Listen now to Hoch lebe die Freude, Long Live Pleasure, one of the many delightful melodies in this romantic opera. Thank you. Hoch lebe die Freude, from the opera Czar and Carpenter by Albert Lortzing. The orchestra and chorus of Vienna's Volksoper was conducted by Franz Bauer Teusel. Almost at the same time as Czar and Carpenter was being premiered, a dance rhythm from Bohemia suddenly erupted in Vienna and took the world by storm. The polka had arrived to challenge the musical supremacy of the waltz. Listen now to the Esmeralda Polka by František Hilma, a Bohemian composer who was considered the polka specialist. And who better to play it than the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Václav Neumann. The Esmeralda Polka, composed by František Hilma and dedicated to the dancer in the novel Notre Dame by the famous French author Victor Hugo. Now, the French composer Georges Bizet was also inspired by a heroine appearing in a romantic tale. This time, it was an opera. In 1867, he premiered The Fair Maid of Perth, based on the novel of the same name by the well-known Scottish writer and poet Sir Walter Scott. Unfortunately, it never really did catch on. One melody has, however, survived the test of time. Listen now to the Serenade of Henry Smith from the opera The Fair Maid of Perth by Georges Bizet.
Is you carry on the flame.
Serenade of Henry Smith from the opera The Fair Maid of Perth by Georges Bizet. And that talented young English tenor, Lawrence Dale, was accompanied by the Nancy Symphony Orchestra conducted by Kenneth Montgomery. Fans of operetta will be familiar with the name of the composer Nico Dostal, but his uncle, Hermann, remains almost unknown. At the beginning of the century, he made quite a name for himself as a military bandmaster. Then he turned his hand to writing operettas, without, it must be said, any real success. In fact, I've only been able to find one of them. It's called Der Fliegende Rittmeister, the Flying Captain of Cavalry. The hero was, of course, a pilot in the very early days of flying. But like Lehár's Wiener Frauen, this operetta's only real claim to fame is a march. Appropriately enough, it's called The Pilot's March. But it's also a little odd when you come to think of it. Surely a pilot should be flying. Pilot's March from the operetta Der Fliegende Rittmeister by Hermann Dostal. The Cologne Radio Orchestra was conducted by Heinz Gieser. I'd like to conclude today's program with a polka written by Hermann Dostal's one-time employer. As a young man, Dostal played the harp in the orchestra of Eduard Strauss, one of the sons from the Strauss musical dynasty. Dedicated to the postal service of old Imperial Vienna, it's called Mit Extrapost, or simply translated, Express Mail. The Vienna Philharmonic is conducted by Willy Boskowski. The Extra Post Polka by Edward Strauss. And there we end this edition of Melody Time, the program which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Michael Neubert, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare, wishing you all the very best. And do take care, won't you? Bye now.